From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France attacks. French fighter jets have launched airstrikes against the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa, destroying a command post and a training camp. It is France's biggest strike to date, targeting IS in Syria. It comes after the terrorist group claimed responsibility for a series of attacks in Paris that killed more than 130 people Friday night. Meanwhile, French police have released a photo of a suspect who is still at large from the Friday night attack. The suspect is identified as Salah Abdeslam, a 26-year-old man born in Brussels, Belgium. U.S. President Barack Obama is vowing to help France in hunting down the perpetrators of Friday's attack. The U.S. leader spoke Sunday after a meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the start of the G20 summit in Turkey.
The discussion we had today, I think, was very helpful in helping to continue to coordinate the work that we're doing together to help to fortify the borders between Syria and Turkey that allow Daesh to operate.
That's President Obama. The White House says President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed Sunday on the need for a Syrian-led political transition, UN-mediated negotiations, and a ceasefire to end the four-year Syrian civil war. The two leaders met for 35 minutes in Turkey on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Egyptian police say 15 African migrants were found shot and killed in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula near the country's border with Israel. Another 8 migrants were wounded. It was not clear who had attacked them. This is VOA News.